The Generations of... This is Ken Ham, on a mission to call the church back to the authority of God's Word. An increasing number of professing evangelicals now deny the historicity of the first man, Adam. And this shouldn't surprise us. These Christians have already accepted millions of years and evolution, so Adam is next to go. But Genesis treats Adam not as a symbol or just a population of evolved humans. He's a real historical person. Here's one example. The book of Genesis is tied together with the phrase, "These are the generations of," and one of those generations is Adam's, another is Noah's, and another is Abraham's. Few evangelicals doubt the historicity of Abraham, so why doubt Adam, one of Abraham's ancestors?
Discover more about the truth of God's Word beginning in Genesis when you visit us at AnswersRadio.com and listen to this program again when you go to AnswersRadio.com.